This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back. Are you prepared to pay more to put gas in your car or your truck or whatever? Because that is what is happening as of Toronto, as of tomorrow. And if you need a fill-up, maybe you shouldn't wait until tomorrow, because that's when the prices are expected to spike in the wake of the drone attack on Saudi Arabian oil facilities. On the other hand, it's good news for the TSX, especially if you hold oil and gas stocks, and those things are in most people's portfolios, so maybe you got a little bump there. Gas prices are expected to rise between 4 and 12 cents a liter across the country. The good news is the lower end of the increase is predicted for here in the GTA. Let me give the numbers. I'd like to hear from you. Is that a problem for your household budget? Does it depend on how long it lasts? What do you think of this and our dependence on Saudi oil? 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. And right now I am joined by petroleum analyst Dan McTague. Hi there, Dan.
Oh, hi, Libby. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. It's been a while.
Too long, but maybe this topic is something that I think people are going to have to pay attention to, as you quite rightly pointed out leading into this.
It was interesting. When we first heard about the drone strike, the first kind of reaction was, it's not going to be such a big deal here. You know, we've been moving from summer to winter oil, and that's cheaper to produce. And now suddenly, well, by tomorrow, there's going to be a big spike.
Yeah, no, I saw this Saturday morning. I saw a video or something on Twitter here that showed something over Saudi Arabia looked like a cloud, and then realized what it was. Of all the processing facilities there that I know is most important, not just for stability in that region, but has a big, huge shadow over world consumption for oil and for other products. The Abqaiq is a pretty important piece of infrastructure. That it was attacked, and that it remains unclear as to what, you know, the extent of the attack was, but that they, you know, the officials there have said that half the production is offline coming out of Saudi Arabia is pretty significant. You can use any number you want, but it does mean that there is a massive risk premium for oil at a time when demand for oil continues to rise. And this may surprise some people, but you know, oil is not just about transportation fuel. It's about petrochemicals and use in pretty much everything that we do and often take for granted, especially here in Canada. So, you know, seeing something like this, a disruption of that magnitude, and not having really any quick alternatives. Yeah, you've got, you know, storage inventories like the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in the United States.
And they've said that they're willing to get into that. And we were in the midst, I believe, of a bit of a glut of oil, were we not?
Well, that was the problem. I think that was overstated. I don't think we're in a glut at all. I think the economy remained very strong. I think the glut would have happened if people had paid too much attention to the U.S.-Chinese tariff back and forth. And I think that's why we saw lower prices. It was great, but it was also masking a very serious problem. That's fundamentally, you know, oil was just meeting enough demand globally. We still had a pretty strong economy globally. But here's the interesting part is that with all that we look at, even if the United States had, say, 750 million barrels, the world is using 100 million barrels a day. That's 7.5 days of reserve. Not that the whole world would be using up U.S. supply, but it goes to show that if this goes on for a month, month and a half, you're going to start to feel it in the sense that there will be a shortage. And, you know, no one can ramp up. Normally, countries that have big oil reserves, so the number one, two, and three, Venezuela has number one reserves. We know that they can't fight their way out of an economic paper basket right now or bag. We know that the number two is Saudi Arabia. Obviously, there's a problem there. And number three is Canada. And guess what? We in this country have taken the position that pipelines don't matter. And because they don't matter, we can't get them to tidewater. We destroy the Energy East pipeline. That'll be the Trudeau government. And we also really muddled and, of course, dithered on Trans Mountain Pipeline. And so that means we can't get it to the Asian countries, you know, that are some of the largest clients of Saudi Arabia. So Canada's not in a position to do much when it comes to oil. Neither is Venezuela. Neither is Iran. So there is a shortage. The question is, how is it going to be made up? Unless someone can wave a magic wand tomorrow, Libby, and tell me that they're able to get 5.7 million barrels back online in the next few weeks, we're in a whole load of trouble.
Let's take a call from Stephen in Parkdale. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Libby. Well, it just points out how ridiculous we've been. Rather than, I'm sorry, I disagree with Dan on the pipelines, I say we should be building refineries out in Alberta, and so we don't have to be piping it.
Do you drive?
No.
You don't drive. Okay, so it's not going to affect your budget.
Well, it is, because my groceries and everything is brought to me by vehicles.
True. I think it might be a little bit longer before you notice that, though. So I guess we'll have to see. Stephen, thanks for your call.
Okay.
Okay, how long, Dan, do you think it'll be before it trickles down in the price of other goods?
Well, it'll start with this evening's increase of 4 cents a liter for gas, but here's the big one. How about 8.5, 9 cents a liter for diesel? That's transportation 101. That's your school buses, your public transportation buses. That's your big rigs moving around, as Stephen has quite rightly pointed out, groceries and many other things. So this is going to start to hit pretty hard at a time when most of us weren't expecting this. And, of course, building refineries is a wonderful idea, but no one's going to do that with the federal government coming in with the Clean Fuel Standards, which basically tells most refineries you have to achieve a standard in which your emissions on on greenhouse gases has to be the lowest in the world. I'm worried we're not going to be able to keep the refineries that we have right now. And of course, in Alberta, you can build all the refineries you want. How are you going to get it to market if you don't have a pipeline? Sorry, but Albertans just don't consume that much gasoline.
Is it correct that we are going to get the low end of the increases? Is that your prediction?
Yes. Well, that's on Sunday, I had told people that the increase would be mitigated. It would be, you know, sort of softened by the fact that, as a happy coincidence, we're also shifting from more expensive summer spec gasoline to more less expensive winter gasoline. What that really means is that there is a standard difference in Canada. In the winter, we want to have gasoline where your cars can start properly, your vehicle can start properly, and needs a little bit more additives to let it do that. And, of course, it's much cheaper to buy things like butane versus the summer, where you don't want your gasoline to be volatile under hot 100-degree temperature. Not that we actually achieve that this year. There is a big difference. And it turned out this week, September 15th, is the week we make that switch. So we actually gained about a 4 to 5 cent advantage, even though the price is still going up 4 cents tomorrow. It could have been a lot worse. It could have been 9 cents.
And, I mean, I'm assuming that it's going up more out west because their gas is more expensive to begin with. I mean, the last time I was out there, it was over $1.70 a liter in BC.
Yes. Well, they're going to $1.58 tonight. They're from $1.50
so it came
in
down
Vancouver.
Off that.
Yeah, all of Western Canada gets about an 8 cent increase. They don't have the same seasonal shift, but you can buy gasoline right now in Calgary for about 92 cents a liter.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
I'd like to get some of that.
Yeah, well, they scrapped their carbon tax, and that's one of the main reasons why it's so cheap. And so would I. I'd love to take advantage of it. Leave my four cylinder. I could use a savings of $30 a week.
So again, a lot depends on how quickly they're able to fix it. Have you seen any anything that gives any clarity on that?
Yeah, and I'm glad you asked that, Libby, because while the increase is 4 cents a liter tomorrow, it looks like we're getting possibly a two cent decrease on Thursday. Now, I haven't told that to anybody. That's because some traders, some of those folks involved with oil and gasoline futures, have said, heard from an official working for the company that runs the processing facility in Saudi Arabia, that this may be 2 or 3 weeks before it's all repaired. I think that's grossly optimistic and misleading, but some traders are relying on that, and we've already seen on the markets that gas prices are down, looks right last second here, about 5 cents a gallon, works out to 1.4 cents a liter. So, look, this is going to be a very volatile up and down over the next several weeks, and at least until Thanksgiving. Hang on to your hat and, you know, try to follow me here at Gas Price Wizard on Twitter if you can. Otherwise, Libby, I'll have your folks made aware of what the price will be 1 and 2 days ahead.
Okay, so bottom line before we go, fill up today, don't fill up tomorrow, and maybe you can fill up on Thursday. That would be okay, too.
It would be. You're probably net down 2 cents, but better than nothing. And just keep watching. The situation is going to get more interesting. And unfortunately for me, it's a far more serious issue that I've seen probably in the past 11 years. We haven't seen an increase of $8 a barrel as we saw yesterday going back 11 years. So we're getting back to very interesting times and time to watch our pocketbooks.
Okay. Dan McTague, petroleum analyst. We appreciate your insight very much. Thanks for being with us.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me, Libby.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.